curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Carla Soans, and I am here with Ron Kitchens. Now, Ron, question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing today?
I am awesome, and you can count on it.
Oh. I love it. So you may not get that inside joke, and we're going to make it not so inside here in just a second, but today's podcast is going to be a conversation that Ron had with Jamie O'Kane. And for those of you that may not know who Jamie O'Kane is, she's a CPA. So there's where the count on it joke came in, because y'all know that CPAs like to count the numbers and the dollars. But Jamie is much more than just a CPA. She has a leadership podcast of her own. She has a passion for learning more and about leadership. And her podcast is called Abundant Beans. Ron, tell us a little bit about your conversation with Jamie.
You know, this is one of those that nobody ever said, oh gosh, let's interview, you know, accountants about leadership. But Jamie absolutely gets it. And I have the accountants out there listening, not an insult. I'm just telling you that was people's bias, but Jamie gets it. And so she's really dedicated her life and her business to figuring out how she can help build her clients' businesses, build their leadership so that they're more profitable, they're more successful, because she knows it'll mean more business for herself. And I am in love with that idea. I'm in love with that sense of community. You know, when I started in business, I had four great mentors, which I talk about in Uniquely You. And these men knew that by investing in me, I would be able to grow businesses, employ people, but then in turn, be able to grow community and bring it back and become a virtuous circle. And that's what Jamie's embracing, which is not a popular thing these days when we all think we can do it on our own or do it with social media. She's an incredible leader, and I can't wait for people to hear my interview with Jamie O'Kane.
Well, I'm excited to listen in. Let's all listen in together.
Hey, welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Ron Kitchens, and I am so pumped. So I have Jamie O'Kane with Abundant Beans Podcast. Jamie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
So give us the kind of Cliff Notes version of who you are and what you do.
Okay. So I'm a CPA. I've been a CPA for, coming up on a decade here. I live in Colorado, and I run a small, kind of a boutique-sized CPA firm where we work with small businesses and their owners, and currently expanding into helping with goal planning and forecasting and budgeting and, you know, just really more consulting services with our clients, because that's what's fun for me. We also do just tax stuff and the bookkeeping stuff, the stuff we kind of have to do, the not fun stuff that comes with numbers, but I'm a total numbers geek, love helping people figure out their numbers, help people extrapolate data that works for their businesses as a CPA. I'm also the host of the Abundant Beans Podcast, which we started about 6 months ago, and where we talk to business owners, where we, you know, just get into their heads and get those nuggets out to help other small business owners not feel so alone.
So there's a bunch of things in there that I want to go to. So you go from corporate big firm accounting to small business stuff to now really the strategy piece, which is something that fascinates me, because the vast majority of my life is spent lifting up leaders, talking about strategy, working with businesses on growing. But for you, was that scary to go from the support of a firm with partners and rules and all of this to, hey, I'm going to do this boutique thing. And instead of focusing on just making sure your QuickBooks works right and you can pass an audit, how I help you grow and be the best business, you know, professional group that you can be. Was that scary?
It is scary. I mean, I think anytime you're taking yourself away from the structure of a firm, and especially, you know, most firms are usually structured in a top-down way, you know, and there's a review process and there's always, you know, checks and balances and all the things. I think that's always scary. The medium-sized firm I came from, though, was a smaller firm, and we really focused on proactive planning for a lot of our clients. So I was the tax manager. So my job was tax planning and proactive, you know, tax strategies and things like that for our clients. So my background is traditional firm, but it's also, you know, more of a forward thinking firm than I think most firms are. You know, most CPA firms, you're only looking at, they're just reactive. They're just creating tax returns and saying, oh, well, sorry, you owe so much money. That makes me cringe just thinking about it. I always want to be on top of stuff and I want people to not be surprised by their tax bills. So I think my background is in more of a traditional top-down firm, but it's also in more proactive thinking. But anytime I think you go out on your own, you're kind of hamstrung a little bit by the processes and what you're missing in checks and balances. And, you know, understanding that there's a lot more that you can do that you just haven't done yet. And you kind of just have to do it. I've kind of realized, you know, I can spend a lot of time analyzing things and how I'm going to do them and have a process and a plan, but you just got to do it. You just got to jump in. We're working more towards those advisory services than I'm just going to do them. We're just going to learn as we go.
Awesome. And I think, you know, we have a lot of our listeners are either small business people or economic developers. What, you know, they're both sides of that equation. And so I think they can appreciate this idea that you got to leap and hope the net appears.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't. We make mistakes.
If it doesn't, you better be bouncy.
Yeah. I mean, I even spend some time with my staff sometimes, and I'm just like, you cannot know. Like, I don't know is a valid answer to something. You can go find out, but I can't live in this place where everything has to be perfect all the time, because that's just not reasonable and it's not fair to anybody. And I always used to, as a tax manager, I used to train at people all the time, and I'd always tell them, you can't break it. You can just delete it. And that means you'll have to do it again and you'll learn how to do it.
That's exactly right. So I know a lot of CPAs and a lot of accountants, but other than like the big corporate mega firms, mm-hmm. I don't know any CPA with a podcast. So how do you go from, hey, I'm going to go out on my own, I'm going to do this cool stuff, to, oh, I need a podcast? And, you know, how does that work?
Yeah, it works like I've had mentors and people in my life who are always like, you're just not the normal CPA. You have a personality. People like you. You care about people. You're creating relationships. You know, you're different. And people need to see how different you are. And being you is really, really important. Just like Ron and I were just talking about how being you is, you know, your biggest asset.
Yep.
So I was in the middle of trying to figure out how to do videos and stuff. Like, I was going to maybe do some Facebook Lives and then have some videos recorded to do vlogs or things like that, and some stuff for the website and things like that. When my producer, Steven, and I met, and he's like, you should do a podcast. And I was like, what am I going to talk about on a podcast? Like, what would I talk about? And he's like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. He's like, you're awesome. People will want to listen to you. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to believe you on that one. And we sat down and I said, you know, one of my favorite things to do is to talk to small business owners, to understand their story, understand why they are where they are and how they got there. And, you know, how did they get there? How did they build their teams? How did they, you know, how did they create success? What obstacles did they overcome? You know, it's all very, very interesting to me because everybody has a different story. And he's like, well, we'll just do a podcast around that. And I was like, okay, let's do a podcast around that. So now we're looking at, we had about 10,000 downloads in April.
That's awesome.
People are telling me that's awesome. I don't know. I don't, you know, the data sounds good, I guess. So, you know, we're connecting with our audience on, you know, small business owners just are alone. I think a lot of the time they're not out there, you know, actively looking for mentors or actively, you know, they don't have those things. They're working 80 hours a day. They don't know what to do. They don't know, you know, they're stuck. So if we can help people with small nuggets of just helping them build team or helping them move into who they are or, you know, whatever it is that it would create success for them, I just, that's what gets me going. That's what my passion is.
That is awesome.
We actually have also a second podcast that in the works that is tax related. A good friend of mine is a very, very, very smart tax person who is also has a background as a librarian. So she's all about the research. And so she's going to be the brains of the podcast. And I'm going to follow along and make jokes probably.
Okay. Well,
but that is tax based. I mean, when I started this, I was like, well, maybe we'll do some tax stuff, but that's not interesting for me, let alone anybody else. So this one will be more tax history stuff.
I'm an Abundant Beings subscriber. I'm probably not going to the tax route.
Yeah, totally fine.
Taxes make my stomach hurt every time, you know, I think that somebody from the IRS is going to show up in a black suit and I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I always laugh at my clients. I'm like, just relax. Just fax it to, just email me whatever you got. We'll handle it. It's fine. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. Everybody's got to have their thing. So you interview a lot of business leaders.
Yes.
What's the most impactful lessons you've learned from one of your interviews?
Ooh, that's a really hard question. Honestly, I feel like everybody has their own paths. And I feel like, I think the most impactful thing for me is something I was talking to my friend about the other day, is that everybody is going to get where they're going if they continue to work on their goals. And everybody can do that at their own pace. My friend Mallory posted something the other day, basically a rant about, you know, business coaches saying, you know, success never sleeps. And she was like, success has to sleep. Otherwise, success can't keep moving. And just really understanding that everybody moves at their own pace and every business is different and everybody is going to their own place and will get there eventually, unless they quit, I guess, but that we don't have to push ourselves to our breaking points to create, like Ron and I were talking about, like the Instagram success. Like that's not an actual thing, and killing yourself to get there doesn't make any sense. So I would say that's probably kind of the biggest lesson I've learned as a business owner. And as I talk to other people, like, you know, what do you want? And then go for that.
Yeah. You know, my friend John Acuff famously says, you know, that guru is telling you, you know, you got to work 100 hours a week and that's what success is, isn't teaching you how to be success. It's teaching you how to get a divorce. You know, he's teaching you how to not have your children in your life. And I used to be one of those. I write in my, you know, my latest book, Uniquely You, you know, that I was one of those that was trying to figure out Ambien only caused me to sleep 6 hours. Well, then that must be all my body needs. And I found out if I quit taking the Ambien and I sleep 8 hours, I'm a much better leader, friend, father, husband, and much more productive. And I'm not taking Ambien. So we buy into these myths. And I knew something was wrong when I actually told somebody, I wish I could figure out a way to sleep less. I could get so much more done. And it's like, I look back at that and just cringe for saying that.
I hope that person was like, what are you doing?
No, they actually encouraged that behavior.
No. I would have been like, what are you doing? Please don't die.
But as I told you earlier that, you know, my grandfather's, you know, saying as I walked out the door that stupid sticks. If you surround yourself mm-hmm. with people who are teaching you how to get a divorce, not how to succeed, you're going to end up those traits in your life. So yeah, do the smart thing. Get 8 hours sleep.
I mean, I've come back from a pretty not great health thing. After my daughter was born, I was a complete disaster area. And I had to quit my job. I couldn't work 60, 70 hours a week. I just couldn't do it. My brain doesn't do that anymore. I think the kids took part of my brain, but I'm not compromising my health for what? You know, so I can say I'm more successful than other boutique CPAs. Like what's the point there?
And the reality is, I can't find any real correlation between mm-hmm. packing more hours of not productive, staring at your screen time in your life, making you more successful. It's about the quality, not the quantity.
Yeah. And it's just not doing it. Exactly. It totally is. And it's about delegation. I can't do everything myself and I refuse to. You know, I think that is another thing that I've learned, you know, as a small business owner, you can't do it all and you shouldn't be doing it all. And I coach our clients all the time. Really, why are you doing your own bookkeeping? Is that a highest and best use of your time? Could you be out getting some more, you know, 3 more deals while you're doing this bookkeeping? You know, what needs to happen so you can be the best at what you are? So let us handle the stuff we're good at. The world would be really, really, really sad place if we were all accountants.
Go ahead and tweet that. That's tweetable. You know, needle point that, hang that on the wall.
You know, it would be like, go do the thing that you're really, really good at. And we'll do the nerdy balancing stuff over here. That's what we do. That's what we like to do. That's what we're good at. Let us do that for you so you can go do whatever it is that, you know, lights you up. Yeah. You like when things reconcile. What do you like?
Yeah, well, there's an Einstein quote, and I'll butcher it, but it's, you know, if a fish spends its entire life trying to climb a tree, it will believe it's a failure.
That's right.
We have to do what we can be great at, not what we feel is a burden. And so, you know,
exactly.
Everybody has to take the trash out, but 80% of your day shouldn't be taking the trash out. There are people that actually like doing that. You know, my wife hates to vacuum. There's something about vacuuming that I like. I like the lines of it and the cleanness and the sense of accomplishment. And so do what you love and let other people do what they love. So
exactly.
What do you think the biggest challenge facing leaders today is?
Ooh, the biggest challenge facing leaders, honestly, I think it's all the noise. There's 1,000 different people who can tell you how to lead. That's my biggest concern. So I actually spent a lot of time, like one of the first podcasts I ever listened to was Impact Theory, which I love. I love Impact Theory. But I feel like every leader has a podcast, or every person who wants to be a leader has a podcast. And, you know, I think picking one person who you really, really connect with, or really, really, whose message really, really resonates with you is the way to go. I think the other issue is that many of us have been led, and I'm putting that in quotes, you can't see me, led or managed by really, really crappy leaders or managers. And it's hard to know what's the right direction and what's the right way to lead people, because we either have all of that noise, or we've already been conditioned in a way to respond to a certain type of leadership or management. And then we just turn around and do that same thing to other people that we're trying to manage or lead. And I think that is it's the noise. You know, who do I listen to? Who do I follow? Who do I emulate? How do I do this? That's what I think is the hardest. Especially like for me, I have had to basically curate a leadership style that is 100% different than any other manager or leader I've ever had. And Straight Talk came out of a firm with a really like pull push manager. It was micromanage. And I just didn't know which way was up half the time. And then I turn around and I do realize that I've spent so much time being micromanaged and macromanaged at the same time that I turned around and did that to the people under me, because that was basically the culture, that I've had to like almost scrub my brain and figure out how I lead people and how I help people. So I actually spent a lot of time with my team, you know, asking them what they want. Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? How do we get you there? Are you going to be here? Are you going to be somewhere else? How do we grow you to that place you want to be? And it's more of a support role. I think, you know, becoming my own business owner, becoming a leader, you know, with my team and with the people in my network that I spend time with and try to, you know, help them move forward, it's understanding where people are and where they want to go. And that's kind of where the doula stuff comes in. I'm a supporter of people, emotional, physical, not always physical, but informational. That's what I do. And really kind of tapping more into that as a leader than the telling what people what to do and creating checklists for them and whatever. It's letting people do what they need to do on their path and supporting them in that path, which is totally different than any other leader or manager I've ever had.
Yeah, no, but I think you're in line with what the world's demanding today, what the future is going to be. And this kind of post-World War II military structure of business and leadership that created our nation's economic vitality, you know, for the 60 years now, it's kind of run its course. And it's much more a humanist strategy of, you know, looking at the total person, because people have more opportunities and more flexibility today than they've ever had. And if you're not going to care about them as a person and their future, they're not going to give you their today.
Yeah, total. That's so very true. I was actually just talking to, I have a tax person and she's remote. Like, I want to create a virtual firm. Like, I want 100% virtual firm where everybody can just work when they want to, where they want to. You want to work on a beach? Great. I work at the top of a mountain? Totally fine. I'm wherever you want to be. Because I really feel like people work better in their own environments. And I was just like, what's your plan? Where are we going? I'm growing a firm. Are you with me? And if you're with me, that's great. I mean, I'd love to have you with me. But if this is not where you want to be, I totally understand that. I just need to know where you're going so that as I bring more clients in and we bring more things in, or if I'm creating more processes or whatever, that you're with me. And if that's not on your list of things, that's totally fine. But just let me know where you want to be in 5 years. What do you want? And how are we going to get you there? And then also, what do you need? Do you need trainings? We're here to support you. And I want you to reach your goals, whatever those look like. And I think it's also taking my ability to also separate myself from whatever they want to do. Like, if she doesn't want to be here in 5 years, it's totally fine.
Yep.
It'll work out.
Right. Yeah.
But if she gets to move up in her goals, then we've succeeded as a firm.
Yeah, that we thrive together. So a lot of what I worry about with the leaders that we work with, the people that I get to work with every day, is how are you ensuring that you're growing professionally? So mm-hmm. Who are you learning from? How are you staying disciplined to your own growth and development? Because you're building a firm, you're podcasting, you've got kids, you've got a husband, you've got a life. How do you make sure that, you know, we aren't deferring your own learning?
Yeah, I'm constantly learning. I thrive on change. I'm constantly looking at where our industry is going, paying attention. I spend a lot of time in forums, actually, just observing and seeing, you know, what people are asking about, where things are going, you know, where their confusion is. And then I'm a huge fan of Blinkist. I like my books in audio and Cliff Notes versions. I can't sit down. Rarely do I sit down with a business book and not fall asleep, because I feel like a lot of it is just regurgitated information a lot of the time. But I'm a huge fan of Blinkist because I like it all just broken down for me. So I do a lot of Blinkist books. But the other thing I do, quite honestly, Ron, is I take breaks. I take breaks from learning. I give my brain a lot of breaks. Right now, I'm a huge true crime podcast listener. You know, I have to check out and give my brain a break on learning technical tech stuff, technical accounting stuff, processes, systems, all of that. I think the biggest thing I've done to learn more about who I am and more about what I want to do in this world is start a podcast. That I signed a 12-month contract to do the podcast with my producer. And I was like, well, this is either going to be really expensive professional development and personal development, or it's going to be successful and or both. And I really have understood more who I am and what my passion is just by creating a podcast and thinking about, you know, what's fun for me to talk about. That's been the hugest or the biggest source of, you know, personal growth for me in the last 6 or 7, 8 months. And it's been so fun. I've got to meet new people like you. And this is just what lights me up.
That's awesome. And I love the fact that you were owning all of that. It wasn't, well, you know, I try to read the Wall Street Journal or I try to do this, but you're owning it and you understand what your own learning cycle is. Blinkist is a great one of those. I was with a group of very successful CEOs, a forum, so 10 CEOs, speaking to them on the new book and coaching them through some of the principles. We spent a half a day together, and all but two of them were Blinkist users. Those of you who don't know, Blinkist is a 15-minute synopsis of a popular book. There's about 3,000 on there today. Mm-hmm. And most of them, like me, that's what I listen to in my workout. And so it's two books. So two books every morning on the rowing machine is a workout. And then if the briefing was awesome, then I'll go get the book. And I'm like you, I love audiobooks, mm-hmm. but I'm also, mm-hmm. every third audiobook is fiction. And
yeah.
My team that I work with make fun of me because a lot of them border on rom-com. You know, it's chick lit is kind of me. So, but I love Blinkist. And love so it is one of those things that great leaders have discovered and they're doing. And I don't know, it's $129 a year or something.
Yeah, it's completely reasonable.
So if people want to follow you, connect with you, want to join your tribe, how do they do that?
Yeah. So the easiest way to find the podcast is abundantbeans.com. My CPA business is jeokcpa.com. You can friend me on Facebook. We're also on, the podcast is on Instagram. I'm actually not on Twitter. I just never got into Twitter, but apparently I have tweetables. So maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah, you are tweetable. There was a bunch, you were throwing out the tweet bombs.
Okay, well, we'll have to listen back to this one and I'll start tweeting. I just usually have a lot more to say than tweets. But I said something to my son the other day and he goes, "Mom, is that somebody else's quote?" And I was like, No, I actually think that might be actually mine.
See? You know, your kids are telling you you're tweetable.
Right? My 11-year-old's like, I don't think he knows what Twitter is. I mean, he probably does. He's just not, doesn't have access to it. But yeah, when your 11-year-old's like, Mom, you're so funny.
That's awesome. But
yeah, so that's the easiest way to find us. I don't give out my cell phone number.
All right, that's all right.
Because honestly, I don't want phone calls. If the easiest way to contact us is through our contact forms, just send me an email and I promise we'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. That's our response time. And that stands for everything. So
awesome. All right. Jamie O'Kane, thank you for being with us. Abundant Beans podcast is awesome. Those of you out there who follow podcasts, which is everybody listening to this, go give it a listen. I promise it will not be a waste of your time.
We appreciate every single download.
That's right. Jamie, thanks for being here. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that we could dual record today.
Well, Ron, that was a great conversation with Jamie. I'm really excited that you took on the challenge of having a CPA on the podcast and having that conversation. It was just really eye-opening and really fun and inspiring. And I'm excited that we had the opportunity to share that with the Always Forward Leadership podcast listening audience. And we hope that we get to talk to you again next week.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.